Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back, and Happy New Year. Special welcome to new members in the last week or so. We've got Samuel Luria, Ting, Nuno Cortez, Soon Pours, Anderson, Mike Chiaburu, Andre Martsipaka, soloist, and Cameron. Thank you so much for joining. Please continue to spread the word. Tell friends this is a nominal fee to join this group. And I hope the information I'm putting out there is being useful to you all. Love to hear your comments. Give me ideas of more things to work on. My New Year's resolution will be to get better at playing the guitar. I'm working on it every day, just trying to incrementally improve, which is, it adds up. Eventually, last time we were working on this last of the polyrhythm series, that is, because I did the one free video for Bach on Sundays. But before that video, the last thing we did was this rhythm. This as a major scale. So here's a major scale, and if you think of the major scale as being half steps and whole steps, well, the whole steps could be twos and the half steps could be ones, and if you translate that into a rhythm, this is what you get. Space there, but for the convenience sake, rather than going all the way up and continuing, we just kind of loop it back down to the root again, so we'll keep it in one octave. Okay, and now this we were playing a triple feel. Feel. Switch. Switch. And so on. Okay, so obviously if you could play a major scale, well, you should be able to play other scales as well. So what I'd like to do today is go through the keys, sort of metaphorically go through the keys. So if we're in C now, well, what would happen if we went to F? Start going around the circle of fifths. Now, still starting on C. And you get this B flat in there, right? And that's what we might call mixolydian scale, mixolydian mode or whatever. The important thing is it's just one note different, right? So instead of... Now, instead of the half step being at the end of the pattern, it's moved back one space. That should make sense if you have any background in key signatures and modes and things like that. You just have to make the leap that we're talking about rhythm instead of notes. But I'm using the notes at the same time. Now, we could do it without any notes and just have it be a rhythm. It just becomes harder to know where's the beginning of the rhythm and stuff like that. If you start the rhythm in a different place, well, you're going to get a different mode, right? So, so what would then be the next one? Well, if we went to the key of, if we went to C and we went to F, let's go to B flat. And go to B flat, well, you're going to have this note, right? You're going to have an E flat. So I'm going to do the first three. I'll do four times through each one. Play with me if you can, or if you like. One, two, three, four. Four times through each one. Ionian, Mixolydian, Dorian. What's next? We can say the key of E flat. Now the key of E flat is going to have an A flat in it. So we're playing what's like a natural minor. And what does that sound like rhythmically? It's going to be da, da, da. Oh, sorry. Da, yeah. Da, 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 gang, 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 dun, dun. Da, 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 da. So each time I play a half step, I'm just playing it as a short rhythm. Right there, and then right there. Okay, and then if I go to the key of A flat, stay with me here, it's gonna start getting weird. If I go to the key of A flat, well, now I have a D flat, what we might call Phrygian, and now the half steps, the short rhythm's right at the beginning. Right? Now, if I go one more step, now I'm going to go to the key of D flat. Starting on C, well, D flat starting on C, this is what we call like a Locrian mode or something. Starting on the seventh degree, so we got. Okay, now if I go one more and I go to the key of G flat, well, now I have no. I don't have a C anymore in the scale, so I'd have to start like, you know, I have to like not have anything on the downbeat. It would sound like. Now there's one mode that we didn't get in actually, which was the Lydian mode. And why was that? Well, because Lydian actually has more sharps in it than the Ionian mode, you know, so. If we wanted to really start at the beginning and get through all the modes, we should really start with the Lydian, you know. So I'm going to go, Lydian, if you start on C, is going to be. Right? So here it sounds like. It starts with those three whole steps, right? Three whole steps and just take up half the bar. Okay, so that's actually the key of G, starting on C. So let's go through all the keys from G, C, F, B flat, E flat, A flat, and D flat. That'll give us seven modes starting on C, okay? And translate those into rhythms. Maybe this was a little bit fast the way I went through it, but let me know in the comments and I can review. But we'll start with Lydia and we'll do each one. Let me do each one 8 times just to give enough time to kind of settle into it. And I'll keep with my foot, I'll keep this beat, triple beat. 1, 2, starting G major. 2, 3, 4. C Lydian. Gives you quite a bit of good practice in terms of moving things around within 4 beats in a triple feel. Of course, we could also do it in a duple feel, you know. I'll do it kind of fast in a duple feel just for fun. I'll do 4 times each, starting on C Lydian, which is G major. Just 4 times each and with a duple feel on the foot, feeling those as 16th notes as opposed to triplets. So that should be something that is useful to work on. Now, the way I did it in the past also with fingers, you know, without the pick, you could do all these, and instead of using the foot, I mean, a foot will probably be going anyway, but you could do it with some kind of bass note or some other note. Something like that, keeping a bass, any kind of thing would work, but it's nice to work on keeping the rhythm in your hand as well, instead of just with the foot. and a pick. So there's two different ways to do that. Maybe I'll get more into that in the next video. So again, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for making this channel a success. It's going really well, and I'm continually trying to improve the quality of these videos, the sound, the presentation, the ideas, and how relevant it is to what you are working on. So, you know, send me some comments in the comment section there. Don't be shy. And we're all just in it together, trying to get better at dealing with this thing, okay, that we call guitar. See you soon. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.